Good morning and welcome to one of my ad hoc podcasts, this one dated Saturday the 18th of May 2012. And I've heard that recently the BBC has been screening a series of programmes on hoarding, the rise of hoarding, Britain's biggest hoarders, and I must confess that I've not seen any of them, but I have seen it on the news, I do know a little bit about the issue, and I do have a speech on clearing the clutter. And I think that perhaps sometimes we overlook the fact that our lives can be cluttered with things to do as well as things that we own. And when I started preparing this podcast, the idea was to help businesses learn to say no. And that's important. We have to be able to work out what is the important stuff to do and what's the stuff that we don't need to do and we can simply say no to. And I think the same goes for the hoarders. There's stuff that we need to keep and there's other stuff that we don't need to keep. We just have difficulty learning to say no. We let a lot of sentimentality get in the way. Now, Timothy Ferris, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, suggests that when you're managing your to-do list, what you need to think about are all the things that you don't need to do. And the art of getting things done is to let 10 little bad things happen every week. 10 little things where you can say no. The consequences will not be too dire, and they are consequences that we can live with. And when it comes to clearing the clutter in our homes or clearing the clutter in our lives, what I suggest in my speech is that anything we have not used in the last 2 years, particularly clothing, anything you've not worn in the last 2 years, is simply not going to get used again. You're not going to wear it again. Throw it away. Give it away. Give it to a charity shop. You do not need it cluttering up your life. And the same goes with business and to-do lists. If there's been something on your list and it's been there for a bit too long, there's going to be a point where you can simply cross it off because it doesn't need to be done. If it needed to be done, it would have been done by now. And if it's that important to somebody else, they will give you a reminder and you can put it back on your to-do list then. And the things that I'm thinking about are the things where we need to do a favor for a friend or a good client or somebody who's very important to us. If we could only dispense with a bit of sentimentality, we'd get an awful lot more things done. It happened in the old days. Kings and knights who achieved things were not the sentimental types. They were quite ruthless and they got things done. It's true also of business these days. The businesses that succeed particularly well are the ones who have banished sentimentality to the bottom of the agenda and they know how to concentrate on what's important. Now, be honest with yourself for a moment. Would that sort of thing help you? Would that make a difference to your life? It's all very well having a collection of memories, but remember, life is about living. Life is about doing something now, and you are going to inhibit your future life if you keep focusing on your past. Seize the moment. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Do something now. Decide what you don't need to keep in your home any longer. Decide about the things that you don't need to keep in the back of your mind any longer and banish them. Get on with the rest of your life, enjoy it, otherwise you might discover that the BBC will be coming around to feature you as the next big hoarder.